A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Many signs and wonders were done among the people at the hands of the apostles. They were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the others dared to join them, but the people esteemed them. Yet more than ever, believers in the Lord, great numbers of men and women were added to them. Thus they even carried the sick out into the streets and laid them on cots and mats, so that when Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on one or another of them. A large number of people from the towns in the vicinity of Jerusalem also gathered, bringing the sick and those disturbed by unclean spirits, and they were all cured. The word of the Lord. A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, your brother, who share with you the distress, the kingdom, and the endurance we have in Jesus, found myself on the island called Patmos because I proclaimed God's word and gave testimony to Jesus. I was caught up in spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a voice as loud as a trumpet, which said, "Write on a scroll what you see." Then I turned to see whose voice it was that spoke to me, and when I turned, I saw seven gold lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, wearing an ankle-length robe with a gold sash about his chest. When I caught sight of him, I fell down at his feet as though dead. He touched me with his right hand and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last, the one who lives. Once I was dead, but now I am alive forever and ever. I hold the keys to death and the netherworld. Write down, therefore, what you have seen and what is happening and what will happen afterwards." The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
We heard these words as it is taken from the first reading. Many signs and wonders were done among the people at the hands of the apostles. Signs and wonders. There are times in our lives in which all we can do is perhaps stand in awe. It might be some dignitary or some famous person that you've encountered or seen. Perhaps you were invited to a very special event. Or it might be that you travel or are on vacation either here in the States or outside of the States, and the nature is just so beautiful to behold. We're almost at a loss of words, but it has moved us so much that we always remember them. And I want to share one with you this morning. When I had finished my first year of studies in Rome, and before the second year began, my mother and one of my older sisters came to visit, and I had planned out with them 3 weeks traveling in Europe. Once we had completed, I asked both of them, "What was the highlight for you?" I asked my sister first, and she said, "Visiting with relatives, both on my father's side and my mother's side, relatives we had not met before." And I asked my mother then, I said, "What was the highlight for you?" And she said, "Well, visiting relatives." But she said, "When I was able to see Pope Paul VI, now St. Paul VI. I had arranged that in a general audience that the Holy Father has on Wednesdays, they were able to get tickets up front and close to the main aisle. And he came down the main aisle and looked our way. So I just very quickly, out of the corner of my eye, caught my mother, and in her eyes I could tell that this was truly an awesome moment. What could you say than seeing for herself the Holy Father? And I use that because of what we heard in our first reading today. As we hear the signs and wonders that the apostles were performing, that the power of Jesus gave to them, people must have stood in awe and wonder. First of all, wondering, what is all this? And coming to believe in Christ. Our first reading on the Sundays and almost every weekday during the Easter season is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, written by St. Luke. Last Wednesday, we heard how the apostles, after the event of Pentecost, went to what was called Solomon's Portico. It was an entryway you had to enter to go into the temple. Every day, about the 4 or 5 in the afternoon, the people would bring in a man who was crippled at birth. He was begging for alms. St. Peter and St. John said, "We do not have either gold or silver, but what we have for you is the name of Jesus Christ." And he was healed. Can you imagine what the people, what was going through their minds at that time? To see this power all of a sudden take place and this man was cured. And then we went on to hear how more people brought out those who were ill. And just looking in the shadow of both Peter and John, they were healed as well. Signs and wonders that God is indeed present. And it was understood in the Old Testament time and carried into the New Testament that when you see such things as people being healed that were considered could not be, you know that the kingdom of God is at hand. And as we heard in this passage, many came to believe in Christ because they saw the signs and the wonders. Now, you might ask the question, why aren't there more signs and wonders today? Why doesn't God make himself known today that would cause us just to stand in awe before him and all we can do is wonder how this comes to be? But he does. Matter of fact, in a few moments, once again, these gifts of bread and wine are going to become the body and blood of Christ, signs that Christ indeed is present, that he is here and he is with us. I always think of when we celebrate First Holy Communion, it is a special day not only for those who are going to receive, but for us as a parish. It's one of the highlights of the year. They look forward, I hope and pray, every time to celebrate the Eucharist and receive Christ. This is awesome. This is a sign to us that Christ indeed is present and will always remain with us. So if we ask ourselves the questions, are there signs and wonders today? Yes. We are about to celebrate one now in just a matter of moments. I hope that by these signs and wonders, we too have a deeper faith in believing in Christ who has come to conquer all things and is with us and will remain with us until he will come in his fullness at the end of time.